So I'm going to tell you this. I can do a few things. I'm good at a few things, okay? Don't ask Jennifer what they are. That list is much shorter than what I might give you at any given time. But one of the things that I absolutely cannot do is garden. I am a terrible gardener, okay? Some people have a green thumb, I have a black thumb, okay? For my 6th anniversary serving this parish, I believe that you all gave me a peace lily. I want you to know it's still alive. I don't know how, and it's really a miracle, but it's still alive. I've tried my hand at gardening this year. We have onions and potatoes and all these sorts of things that are set out. And every time one little green sprout comes up out of the dirt, I get really excited because, you know, I haven't screwed this up yet. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just not a very good gardener. But you know who is? Turns out, it's God. Which shouldn't be much of a surprise. God made dirt, right? So obviously he has some sort of connection there. A lot of the ways that Jesus describes our relationship with God and the parables and everything that he's talking about comes from gardening, comes from animal husbandry, comes from this connection to creation and the earth, because we are so utterly dependent upon that, right? I read an article a few weeks ago that talked about honeybees and how humanity can't actually exist without honeybees because bees pollinate so many plants and we depend on plants for food. I mean, we think that we can just go to a supermarket and pick up stuff, but the reality is the supermarket has to get it from somewhere, correct? So when we think that we have sort of like reached the apex of civilization, the reality is we are still entirely dependent upon the earth for our survival. That's just part of it, okay? I think that connection between Jesus being the vine and we being the branches is entirely apt when we put it in that sort of framework that we rely on the earth so much. In our spiritual life, if we're not relying on Jesus, if we're not relying on being truly connected to each other, then we will wither. We just cannot exist in our spiritual life apart from God, apart from each other. That's part of the reality of who we are as human beings, as who God made us to be. I was reading through all of the scriptures this week, and I really wanted to do a sermon from the book of Acts because it's just a fascinating story about this Ethiopian eunuch. Thought that would be a good one. The reading from 1 John, I thought, you know, I could make a great sermon from that. God is love. Apart from that, we can't exist. I mean, so many good things. And yet I kept coming back to the scripture because today we're also commemorating Rogation Sunday. And this is a celebration of our connection to the earth and our connection to agriculture and all of creation. In the medieval church, for the Rogation days, Rogation Sunday, as a matter of fact, there would be processions out and the fields would be blessed. And indeed, in the coming days, many of my friends, especially out in the Midwest, are going to go out and bless the fields that the corn and the wheat and the windmills are growing in. If you've ever driven across the Midwest, that's all there is. There's three things: corn, wheat, windmills. They're going to go out and they're going to bless these because so many people, especially in rural communities, recognize the dependence that we have on the earth. We, at least I live in, I don't know, I guess it would be considered the suburbs, right? South Bluefield. We have that little garden. But if those onions don't grow, if those potatoes don't grow, I can go to Food City. So many people on this earth depend upon their own plots of land to obtain the food that they need to survive. I wonder how different our mentality would be about understanding God as the true vine would be if we relied so heavily on the earth itself for our own immediate support? What sort of connection would we have to the divine if we could truly appreciate how much we rely on the earth, rely on those things that we can grow and tend? I really do hope that we're able to not just appreciate how much we can rely on our spiritual lives for God, but that we can also take the time to tend that, to care for that, to know that it is what will save us, what will give us life. And if you're worried about how it is that you can manage to do that, I want to go to the scripture that we had. Jesus is talking about being the true vine, and he talks about the vine grower. And the vine grower is, of course, God, the Father. And in that second or third sentence there, it talks about how that the branches can be removed. And that seems sort of this dire sort of thing, just plucked off and thrown away. But the reality is that the Greek word that's used there for remove can mean several different things. One of which is less remove and more lift up, to pick up. Now, if you've ever seen grapes growing, and I know some of you really like wine, if you've seen grapes growing, they don't grow on the ground very well, do they? Liam thought that was funny. He's laughing back there. Grapes don't grow on the ground very well, do they? What do you have to do to the grapevine? You have to lift them up. If you're ever struggling, if you ever think that your faith is faltering, failing, if you're on the ground, if you don't think that you're producing the fruit that God wants and needs you to produce in this broken and hurting world, you have the opportunity to call out to the vine grower, the vine keeper, the one who can lift you up, support you, and enable you to bear that fruit. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you never forget whenever you think you're failing and falling, you can be lifted up. You can be supported.
Got mail.
You can be supported by God our Father. You can be supported by the people of this congregation. You can be supported by your brothers and sisters in prayer all across the world. Because we are here for each other. So long as we're rooted in that vine. So long as we tend to the soil beneath us in the life of our spirituality, my brothers and sisters, we can and we will bear fruit. Amen.